Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. The FBI announcement that it is again probing U.S. Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton following an early investigation into her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State continues to draw mixed reactions along party lines. Clinton herself says the FBI needs to be more specific about what it's reviewing.
We are 11 days out from perhaps the most important national election of our lifetimes. Voting is already underway in our country. So the American people deserve to get the full and complete facts immediately.
Clinton's Republican Party opponent Donald Trump spoke with supporters about the new FBI probe.
The FBI would never have reopened this case at this time unless it were a most egregious criminal offense.
The FBI is now looking at emails which are part of a separate investigation involving the estranged husband of a key Clinton aide. Gunmen on motorcycles opened fire on a Shiite Muslim religious congregation in Pakistan's southern port city of Karachi Saturday, killing at least five people and wounding several others. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. The attack comes a day after three suicide bombers stormed a police training center in the southwestern part of the country, in which more than 62 young recruits were killed and dozens more wounded. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. Iraqi forces advanced into a town south of Mosul Saturday as Iraqi Shiite militia joined the offensive by opening up a new front to the west. Commanders said most Islamic State fighters withdrew early this week, using civilians as human shields, but that U.S. airstrikes had disrupted the forced march, helping some civilians to escape. The battle for Mosul is expected to take weeks, if not months. This is VOA News.